Let's take some shots. JK, we're sober. I'm Julie.
And I'm Kimberly.
And today's a weird day. We're dealing with a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings today. You know, we weren't really sure what we were going to talk about. We've just been laying on the couch, like half asleep today, like wondering when we were going to record, what we were going to say, what we were going to do. And I don't know. We're feeling a little meh today, but I think that this is a good time to record and a good time to, you know, I guess share our feelings, because that's why we do this, right? To hopefully reach people that are feeling the same thing as us.
Yeah, I mean, I'm realizing now that in sobriety, emotions don't stop. If anything, they intensify, because they're no longer being numbed by any other substance. Like, you're feeling something and you're feeling it through every fiber of your being. Last night I lost my Poppy, my grandfather. He raised me. He always wanted me to get sober. He used to say to me, "Kimberly, this is a house, not a bar." And you know, I never got the opportunity to tell him that I did get sober, but I did get to say goodbye to him last night, and he went quickly and peacefully, and I couldn't ask for a better way, knowing that he went with no pain. So with that being said, you know, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I feel numb today. I want to cry, but it won't come out. I want to scream, but it won't come out. So I did a meditation with Julie earlier today, and you know, it helped. It just so happened that the meditation spoke about grief, and that helped me as well. And today also shines some light on how much meditation helps. So for anyone who's listening who is still kind of dipping their toes in different coping skills on how to deal with things, you know, I can tell you firsthand right now, meditation is one of them. But it's real. Emotions are real. Grief is real. And this one's painful. And, you know, you guys mean so much to me that I'm sharing this with you today. And with that being said, if anyone is feeling grief or lost someone recently, you know, reach out in our DMs, because I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it.
I think you saying that, you know, everything you just said, like emotions are real, grief are real, feelings are real, you know, I can definitely relate to the feelings being real. I haven't experienced the loss that you're experiencing right now, Kimberly, but you know, it also kind of scares me. We talked before, because I'm fortunate enough to have all four of my grandparents since I was born. And, you know, as time goes on and this pandemic goes on, and like not being able to see my grandparents and not being able to go to Florida to hug them, and like that alone makes me want to cry. So I can't imagine losing someone like you have. And I think that you are, not I think, I know that you are so strong. And the fact that you're doing this sober is, like, it speaks volumes to who you are and to the woman that you've become. Because, you know, we've done a lot of, in our past, like turning to alcohol or turning to drugs or turning to self-harm or too much sex or too much shopping or throwing away our money, like, you know, whatever it might be, we have a habit. All us addicts and alcoholics and people struggling, you know, like we have a habit of not having healthy coping mechanisms. And sometimes it's like, well, I deserve to drink. I deserve to get high. I'm going through this really hard time right now. You know, like, wouldn't you, if you had my life too, wouldn't you want to be numb? And like, not for nothing, but you're numb right now without anything, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, that just goes to show that we don't need to cover up our feelings with anything else, because we're now able to handle life as it's brought to us, and handle death as it's brought to us, and handle fucked up situations as they're presented to us, because, you know, now we don't really have a choice. And, you know, we don't have another option but to stay sober and but to work through these things with dignity and grace, because we know what the other side has. You know, like, we know what addiction and alcoholism does to us, so we don't want to go back there. And, you know, I know that you said that your papi wanted you to get sober, and he wanted you to, you know, be the best version of yourself. And I think that is so powerful, because you've stayed sober through this, you know. And I know that he's been in the hospital for a while, and there's been like a lot of anticipating the grief and grieving before he was gone. And now it's like grieving now that he is gone. It's like, in my opinion, I think that it's so powerful of you to be able to stay sober and to know that he's looking at you from wherever he is, you know, proud that you are who you are now. And I think that a lot of times we don't realize how much our addiction and our alcoholism and our behaviors affects those around us. And, you know, you had told me a member in your family said to you before, like, so many people are worried about you and so many people love you. And just that alone is like, what? Like, I have people that love me and care about me. Like, they want me to stay sober.
I almost choked on my pancake. But yeah, this is really hard. It's hard sitting here recording this podcast today, because right now I want to be in bed curled up in a ball with a sitcom on in the background while I'm not even paying attention to it, eating trail mix that I found at Target that I really like.
But I won't let you.
Nope, Julie won't let me. She's like, get out.
But, you know, and that's what we find in sobriety, and that's what we find in recovery. And if you're clean, you're sober, whatever you want to call it, you know, that's what we find, is we find friends, and we find people that actually give a fuck about us. And we also realize that there are people out there who already gave a fuck about us, but we were just too blind to see it. And I think, you know, I was talking to my sponsor this morning about you, Kimberly, and I was like, you know, my best friend is going through a rough time, but the fact that I'm able to be sober and show up for her, that makes me feel good too. You know, the fact that I'm able to be there for other people when they need me, and not everything, weird, not everything's about me, because I tend to think everything's about me a lot of the time, but, you know, like, in times of need, when we're sober, we can be there for other people. And like, you were able to be there for your family from here while they were in Florida dealing with everything in the hospital. You know, like, you were able to be there for the phone calls, for everything. And if you were out there and if you were drinking or using, like, who would have known? Who knows? You know, like, who would have known what would happen? Because, and I think that that's something that, along with having feelings now, that is important to stress, is that we're able to be sober and show up for ourselves and for the people we love. And I think that's so important, especially when we're going through rough times like this. I know. And I think on the mental health side of it all, we just got off a meeting for mental health and recovery. And, you know, we've spoken a lot about our mental illnesses, I guess, while we, like, in passing in our previous episodes. And, you know, I guess for me, it's something that I'm dealing with right now. I'm off of my anxiety and depression medication, and I'm trying to be okay without it and, like, figure out my baseline emotional functioning to see if I need it, if I don't need it, or whatever. But, you know, when you said in the beginning that feelings are real and feelings are happening, you know, like, it's being able to recognize these feelings and trying to be like, okay, well, is this depression or is this just being sad over, like, a normal situation? Or is this anxiety, or is this, like, again, normal human emotion? And for us in recovery, especially when something like a loss of a grandparent happens, you know, it's kind of like, where do I go from here? Like, am I depressed? Am I about to go in a hole of depression and just not speak to anyone? No. You know, like, it's normal to feel what we're feeling. It's normal to go through what we're going through. And, it's so hard to even say that it's normal because it doesn't feel normal. Feelings are fucking annoying and weird. And even when I'm happy, I'm like, should I be happy right now? Is this okay?
I know. It's like, is this appropriate?
Yeah.
Like, Julie and I were sitting on the couch earlier and we were laughing at somewhat morbid things. And we're like, are we just sick people? Or, like, is this funny? Or, like, is this our coping mechanism by laughing at all of this?
Yeah, I think that is some of it, you know? Like, some of it is a way to cope, because I feel like if we just, and I'm not saying ignoring feelings and emotions, but, like, I think that's one of my, I don't know, coping, probably, like, my defense mechanism a lot. Like, I say things like, oh, I hate myself, or, oh, I'm just gonna go kill myself, or, like, oh, I'm gonna go jump out the window. Like, it's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's not funny, but when I feel certain things and when things are going through my brain, it's like I joke about it to make light of a situation. And I think that a lot of us do that in recovery, actually, is, you know, we laugh at our past, and we can laugh now because we're okay. You know, like, we survived, like our bio, I think, we survived to tell the tale, you know? And I think that that's something that we tend to do to kind of make light of really serious shit.
Sorry, guys. I just saw something really funny in Julie's room.
That's another episode.
That is a whole other episode. But yeah, I just, today I really wanted to share this with you guys. You know, he was a very good man. He actually, you know, I learned some cool things about him. He lied when he was 14 to get into the Marines.
What?
Yeah, he got a Purple Heart. He went into the Army and was a prisoner of war.
Yo, he's such a boss.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I always knew he grew up very poor. So now it's like I get it why he probably went into the service.
Yeah.
But they did a beautiful ceremony for him in the hospital.
Like, they did.
And, you know, he's going to be cremated. So I'm hoping to get, you know, some of his ashes to hold on to him. You know, I don't know, I may have mentioned this in a previous episode, that my mom also struggled with addiction. So he was the one who stepped up and raised me. And, you know, I'll never forget him waking me up for school and saying, sit up, feet on the floor.
Aw.
And
that his military coming out.
Yeah. And I do it, too.
Yes, sir. Getting up for school.
Yeah. And, I went in my phone, I saved all his voicemails to my email, so I can hear his voice anytime I want. Luckily, that's one password I'll never forget, which is the one to my email. I even saved the one of him yelling at me, Kimba, call your grandmother.
I want to hear that.
I know. I love you. And then he hangs up the phone.
But the fact that you're able to talk about this stuff, and I know it's so hard for you right now, and thank you for anyone who listens to this episode, because we really weren't sure if we were going to record. You know, we took a break 2 weeks ago, and I said to Kimberly, I was like, you know, sometimes talking about it helps, and sometimes, you know, when you don't want to talk and when you don't want to share and when you don't want to speak to a single soul is probably when you should. And, you know, I think the fact that you're able to share this kind of stuff, it just another like proof of how recovery is working in your life and how being sober is working for you. Because, you know, I know if this was a year ago, you would not be able to talk about this stuff. I would not be able to talk about this stuff because I know that we would just turn to drugs and alcohol to numb everything that we're feeling. And, you know, I think, really, I just think the main point of all of this is that when we get sober, we get our feelings back. And that's the best and the worst thing of getting sober and being in recovery, is that we're able to feel again. I know that we have a lot of feelings and a lot of things on our mind all the time. And, you know, for anyone listening, I think that just being able to recognize those feelings and share about them is really important, because when we don't, like, when we think they're stupid, or when we think people don't want to be bothered, or when we think that what we're feeling is dumb or not right, like, you know, our feelings are always, like, I have a tattoo on my neck that says feelings are not facts, but it's a fact that we're feeling them, you know? So I think obviously the feelings of grief and the feelings of sad or shock or anger or resentment or whatever it is you're feeling, like, it's okay. And I think when people see my tattoo, they're like, what do you mean feelings aren't facts? Like, yeah, they are. Like, I'm allowed to be sad. Like, that's not what my tattoo means. Like, in my way, it's more of when I think everyone hates me, or when I think people are talking about me, or that no one wants to be bothered with my phone call. Like, no one wants to hear me. You know, I'm not wanted. I'm not appreciated. I'm not loved. I'm not this. I'm not that. You know, it's a lot of things that I come up with in my own brain. And they're not necessarily true, because I know people like Kimberly and people in my support group, like, they want to know that I'm okay. They want to know that I'm not okay. You know, it's all about being able to be honest, open, and willing. And that's how we stay sober. And that's how we continue down the journey to recovery, because it's a forever thing.
Yes. It is definitely a forever thing, and I don't plan on relapse being a part of my story, and I'm not going to let this take me out like I thought it was. And it's crazy, because before he even got sick, I said to someone, his death is going to be the one that takes me out. Mm-hmm. And it didn't. And I'm happy that it didn't. And I'm happy that I was able to talk to my uncle as much as I did, and talk to my sisters as much as I did, and that I got to say goodbye to him. I kind of lost what I was gonna say.
That's okay. It's a lot going on right now, but you know, we won't keep this episode as long as our other ones, because, you know, we do have a lot going on, and but we did just want to jump on and say hi and kind of let you know where we're both at. You know, Kimberly's dealing with a loss, and I'm dealing with some depression and anxiety. And, you know, although they're completely different things, all the feelings are real, and they're all, it's okay that we're feeling them, you know? And again, if anyone is struggling with anything, like, please reach out to us. you know, we're definitely not perfect and we definitely always are working on ourselves, but you know, we're not going to be that podcast that sits here like everything's wonderful, we're sober, we're great, because like life kind of sucks sometimes. And I think that it's important for us to recognize that life is hard and people get sick, we get sick, and you know, a lot of shit happens in this thing we call life. So yeah, do you have anything else to add?
Just that, hug your loved ones when you can, and it's never goodbye, it's see you later.
Yes, so we will see you guys later, and thank you for listening, and please hit subscribe and follow us on Instagram at JKWeresober, and we will talk next week.
Stay strong and stay sober.